This is St. Louis Public Radio. 20 years ago tomorrow, St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGwire sent a low line drive over Busch Stadium's left field wall to break Roger Maris's single season home run record. McGwire's 62nd home run sent the crowd, the city, and baseball fans in general into a frenzy. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, McGwire's eventual admission that he used steroids throughout his career has taken the shine off that record-breaking summer of 1998 for some fans.
Jake Lampert had a front-row seat to the magic that unfolded in 1998, a summer internship in the Cardinals' public relations office between his junior and senior years at the University of Missouri meant he was in possession of a press pass for home runs 59 through 62.
It was the week before Labor Day. They were on the road in Miami. I think he hit two homers Wednesday night, two homers Thursday night to get to 59. And he comes home for the Labor Day weekend homestand. And I remember that point trying to look at my calendar and my school schedule and the Mizzou football schedule and trying to figure out how I was going to do this all.
It took a lot of driving, but Lampert found a way to be at Busch Stadium for home runs 60, 61, and 62. Mike Shannon had the call on the Cardinals radio network.
They are very deep. They play him to pull. Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac. Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left.
And we're actually so low for 62 that you couldn't see the ball go over the wall. It just disappeared, and you saw the umpire doing the circle, and everybody's, I mean, it was like chaos.
For some fans, the view of that summer has changed in the two decades since. Judy Jones watched McGwire's quest to break the record from her family's farm about an hour outside of St. Louis.
The Cardinals have always had exciting players, and we really thought he was for real. It didn't occur to me that maybe he was helping himself along with something else.
Jones felt let down by McGwire's later admission that he had used steroids and says it diminished some of the pride she felt that a Cardinal had been the home run champion.
I don't see why he should be allowed to have his name on the record because he got there under false pretenses. It's just, you know, you don't think of somebody like Shane Deist or Musial or anybody like that from behaving in such a manner.
Baseball players have always used performance-enhancing drugs, says longtime St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports writer Jeff Gordon. In the 1960s, it was cortisone shots and amphetamines.
Guys were gobbling painkillers. Guys were using anti-inflammatory treatments that were designed for horses. So all of these things were considered just part of baseball in the 60s, the golden era before people were cheating.
That's why Gordon is okay with McGwire and other players from the so-called steroid era having their name in the record books.
Are those records diminished? Of course. However, if we're going to pretend that there's nobody doing anything more than eating their Wheaties and having a glass of milk and going out there and gosh darn giving it their best, you're just a moron if you think that's really the case in today's game.
Not all sports writers are on board with Gordon's take. Former colleagues of his at the Post-Dispatch have been much more sharply critical of McGwire. The slugger also never received enough votes from baseball writers to make it into the Hall of Fame, although he may get a second chance thanks to the Today's Game committee. There are plenty of Cardinals fans, like Hillary Perkins, who think there should be an asterisk by McGwire's name in the record books.
If I were to be honest, I would say yes, I do. Because they cheated.
Jake Lampert disagrees.
I don't think there needs to be an asterisk as long as people know the story.
Lampert was initially upset that McGwire had been using steroids back in 1998 and says the image of McGwire hugging Roger Maris's family is cringeworthy in hindsight. But he says even now, even knowing what he knows, that summer 20 years ago still excites him. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.